a theme song welcoming the world to watch the 2022 Winter Games. While the Olympic torch makes its way through Beijing, China has promised to deliver a safe and splendid global event, but achieving this isn't going to be easy. A nationwide outbreak of COVID-19 and record cases abroad are testing its zero-tolerance pandemic strategy. Participants are greeted with helpers in hazmat suits and must undergo a rigorous testing regime before and during the event. Those found to be positive are immediately quarantined and could miss out on competing.
There's been a lot of athletes that are testing positive right now. And it's scary because you put in 4 years since the last games. You know, Johnny put in 24 years to get here. And for all of that to go to waste in the last week, last couple days, it would be a tragedy. And so that's always kind of on your mind, and it is stressful.
Tickets won't be sold to the Chinese public. Instead, spectators will be hand-picked by authorities.
This will be the second Olympics to take place during the coronavirus pandemic, but measures here are much stricter than during the Tokyo Games. Participants are sealed off in a closed-loop system. The road lane just below me is restricted to games vehicles only, and local residents have been warned to stay away, even in the event of a crash or breakdown.
The heavy-handed measures have led to an Olympic atmosphere unlike any other. But for Beijing, the message is clear.
There's not going to be the great crowds. You're not going to have the tourism boost that would have accompanied something like this. And so for Beijing, what they want to show the world is that they're able to carry on regardless of how difficult situations become.
Difficulties also include criticism of China's human rights record and diplomatic boycotts by the United States, Canada, Britain, and Australia. Chinese officials have dismissed this as political grandstanding, but analysts say China's president is eager to avoid further embarrassment during the event.
If he does not get the game happening as expected, then it will be quite a bit of a slap in the face. It's not a fatal punch in any sense, but it will be very embarrassing for Xi Jinping.
Chinese rights activists living in the capital say they've been visited by authorities and warned to stay silent during the Olympics. Within the bubble, the IOC says athletes are free to express their views outside of formal events or ceremonies. But organizers say those who break Chinese laws with behavior or speech that is against the Olympic spirit will face certain punishment. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.